The Ministry of Education will introduce the Alternative Pathways to Secondary Education, APSE, in the new academic year starting this September. The program will see high school students being engaged for 7 years instead of five. Up next, Education Minister Senator Ruel Reid gives the rationale for the APSE. He was speaking in a recent interview with Ian Boyne.
This extra 2 years that we have heard talked about, would the students on that program voluntarily opt for that, or is...
It's voluntary in the main, but I have said elsewhere that as the system is currently configured, most students would have done 7 years of high school anyway, because the top performance then go on to sixth form or go on to college. We don't have a difficulty with that. The problem is that 70% of our kids in the secondary system do not meet the required standard at grade 11. And therefore, it is certainly not a wise thing for us to throw these kids out of the system. And as I said, we are now not only Minister of Education, but Minister of Education, Youth and Information. My target group is 0 to 29. I want all my children, all my students, 0 to 29, to remain attached, not detached. If we detach them from the system, I know we'll have the headache, along with my team, to find them in the community, find them when they're in the clutches of not so nice persons. And then we have all the social problems that attend to those kind of persons. So the system is designed to allow students with the diverse abilities to find themselves, and by the time they reach 18 and beyond, they continue with their education and training. And we want to engender a culture of continuous education. Right? So even age 18, we must not have in the minds of our people in Jamaica that you just end your whole education career and stop. You must want to continue to build and to reach for the stars. So if you're doing NCT VET qualification, you move on to the next level and you go to the highest level that is possible, right? So we also want to structure our education system that whether traditional general education or what we call technical education, either pathway you take, you're validated. It is just good as any. You have chosen to be a lawyer or a doctor. I don't know that a doctor can equally say he's better than a lawyer. A lawyer is as valuable as a doctor is. And so a mechanic and so a chef should be validated.
So it's a matter of respecting a diversity of skills.
Absolutely, because we need everybody.
Minister of Education, Youth and Information, Senator Ruel Reid, speaking in a recent interview with Ian Boyd.
Yes, man. I saw the place we look clean all the time. Me just wish say I saw Mr. Keith would have kept fame place. All them heap a whole sin thing them have thrown down. See how the rainwater say clean of them? Are them things they breed mosquito. Me a go tell himself he make we help him clean up.
You really a go do that, Cherry?
Of course.
You have time.
You think say the mosquito them a go hunger make Mr. Keith and left with coffee we yard clean? All are we at risk of mosquito disease, like chikungunya and dengue, and the new one, we name Zika. So we better prevent mosquito breeding.
True, can we call him? Mr. Kit!
Mosquito prevention is everybody's business. Protect yourself from Zika. Keep your surroundings mosquito-free.
A message from the Ministry of Health in association with the Jamaica Information Service.
Since 2013, 347 persons have been interviewed by the police in relation to human trafficking cases. 61 investigations launched, 52 human trafficking raids conducted, 12 arrests made, 9 victims rescued, and 8 trafficking in persons cases brought before the courts. If you are a human trafficker, you will be caught and imprisoned for up to 20 years. Our security forces won't stop till human trafficking is eliminated from Jamaica.
A message from the National Task Force Against Trafficking in Persons.
In this age of technology, libraries are even more relevant. Become a member today and enjoy the benefits. JLS, transforming lives, empowering communities. A message from the Jamaica Library Service, an agency of the Ministry of Education, Youth and Information.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.